There is new evidence today in the case of the Boston Strangler. DNA tests of evidence from one of the victims of the infamous 1960s killer appears to point away from Albert DeSalvo, the man who confessed to the crimes. But as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, the results released today may make the case of the Boston Strangler murkier than ever.
Albert DeSalvo was murdered in prison in 1973. His family says he wasn't the Boston Strangler, that he confessed in order to win a lucrative book deal. The family of Mary Sullivan, the last victim in the string of murders, also doesn't believe that DeSalvo was her killer. Both families say that for years, Massachusetts authorities have ignored their complaints, so they asked a team of independent forensic scientists to take up the case. Last year, the team exhumed Mary Sullivan's body. They took a DNA sample from a dried substance on her body, which they believe is semen, though they were unable to confirm that. They also gathered a DNA sample from her underwear. Neither of those samples matched the DNA of Albert DeSalvo. Dr. Jim Starrs, a forensics professor at George Washington University, headed the team and announced its findings today.
I'm not saying that it exonerates Albert DeSalvo. I'm simply saying it's indicative, strongly indicative, of the fact that Albert DeSalvo was not the rape murderer of Mary Sullivan.
Casey Sherman, a nephew of Mary Sullivan, says this new evidence validates the Sullivan family's 37-year struggle to find her killer.
We don't believe that Albert DeSalvo killed Mary, and we believe that her killer is still out there.
Sherman also says it's a step toward the DeSalvo family's aim to show that Albert DeSalvo was not the Boston Strangler.
If Albert DeSalvo didn't kill Mary Sullivan, which he confessed to, Albert DeSalvo didn't kill any of these women.
But the Massachusetts Attorney General's office says that's a leap, and this new evidence is not conclusive. It's unusual for independent scientists to work on a case outside of the official authorities, but the families of both Mary Sullivan and Albert DeSalvo wanted more action. They hoped the independent team would help state officials move forward. But when Dr. Starrs offered to help, he says his team was rebuffed.
The Boston authorities, the Massachusetts authorities, have literally stonewalled us from the very outset, even to the point of refusing to give us a copy of the autopsy report, the original autopsy report in 1964.
In a statement this afternoon, the Massachusetts officials said they cannot share information about an ongoing investigation. State investigators plan to conduct their own tests as soon as the families provide samples. There have always been conflicting theories about who the Boston Strangler was, why Albert DeSalvo confessed, and whether in fact there was just one killer. The Massachusetts Attorney General's office says today's announcement does not resolve the question of whether DeSalvo killed Mary Sullivan, nor does it prove or disprove whether he was the Boston Strangler. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.